Have you ever wondered what really happens when you call a helpline? Have you ever felt uncertain whether your problems are serious enough to ask someone for help? You're not alone. Lots of people feel a bit unsure about that and wonder how helplines work or if they're actually helpful. But don't worry. The people who run helplines are kind and understand the difficulties you're facing. They are also trained to help when things get really tough. So, when you ring up a helpline, there's a step-by-step process. First, they'll tell you about keeping things private. Then someone from the team will say hello, but don't worry. You won't have to say your name if you don't want to. It's okay if you're feeling nervous. However, the people who run helplines are good listeners and will chat with you to try and help. Calls typically last around 20 minutes, though some might be shorter or longer. It's beneficial to focus on one main problem during the call to make it more effective. The team might also suggest other places where you can get more help or ask if you want them to call you back later. You can make a call yourself too. It's perfectly fine to call as many times as you need. Contrary to popular belief, helplines aren't just for big emergencies. Even if the problem seems to be minor, don't hesitate to call and talk about it. You can call any time you need help. Most helplines operate 24/7. Also, whether it's your own problem or you are helping someone in need, helplines are there to give you tips and support. What can you do to get the most from your call and feel more comfortable? You can find a quiet place, write down your worries, and keep a pen and a piece of paper handy to make notes. These simple things can make your talk really helpful. However, remember that you can also just pick up your phone and dial the number without any preparation.